93.7, the River City's new classic rock, Dog and Joe Show. I've got horrible, I mean horrific, sad, sad news. And I hate to spring this on you on a Friday, but I'm going to do it. Vin Diesel is going to reboot with NBC a brand new Miami Vice TV show.
Oh, boy, he's going to rock that. He is going to rock that.
Vin Diesel and his new production company, he's going to team up with this other guy that was in Fast and Furious, Waterman. Do you know who Waterman is? Let me find the guy's first name. I can't find it here. Oh, God, the damn computers here are working so awful today. I'm sorry. Diesel's going to reteam with Chris Morgan.
Yep.
Okay. And I guess they were in Fast and Furious. You know me. I haven't seen any of those. But they're going to redo Miami Vice. And it doesn't say when or what's going to happen. They've been working on it for a couple of months. And NBC Universal is going to bring it back. And it's going to be a rebooted on NBC Miami Vice with Vin Diesel.
Oh, it'll be fantastic. Whatever he touches, gold. Just gold. Liquid gold.
Just absolutely, positively one of the worst actors out there. And to have him in it, who's he going to be? What's he going to do?
Well, I think the better question is, what isn't he going to do? Who isn't he going to be?
You can't take the show that ran from 1984 to 1989, back in a time when people go out on Friday nights, people that were of drinking age or wanted to party, people came home or adjusted their night plans around Miami Vice.
No problem there.
That's where the whole, hey, let's not go out to the bar till like 10 or 11 o'clock at night. That whole let's go to the bar late thing that kids do. That's what created it. Because everyone had to stay home and watch Miami Vice before they went out clubbing.
How dare you?
That's why.
How dare you say something like that? That is not a true story.
I guarantee you that's what started that. Hey, the cool kids go to the club after 10.
I don't even know if that show was that cool.
Oh, back in 84 to 89?
Miami Vice?
See, you didn't watch it.
No. I mean, they wore pink and pastels with white suits and sockless shoes.
Yeah, called Miami Vice. See, because it's hot and humid down there. And this was before the bath salts ran rampant.
Well, the last thing you want to wear in a hot and humid area is socks without shoes.
Well, yeah, but they were
shoes without socks.
They were like sandals, and they wore thin linens. They dressed like that because they were stylish, and they had to stay cool and protect themselves from the sun. And that's the way they rocked.
That show sucked.
That show was really gold.
Of all the shows you talk about, that might be the worst.
Miami Vice was phenomenal. You always had Gene Simmons on it and Phil Collins. And, I mean, just all the different stars that would cameo on the show, all the music and the songs that they broke. I mean, they made or broke bands and songs back in the day.
That might be, but that doesn't mean their content programming was worth anything.
It was drug deals going on, and they had to take the fast boats down to Havana. They were always doing something
just
real
stupid.
Seedy.
It really was a dumb show.
It was so freaking good.
And you loved every ounce of it, huh? You've probably seen every episode 3 times.
Not every, but I saw more than 3/4 of them.
Yeah.
I love the show, so I ask you this. Okay, I don't give a crap about Vin Diesel.
You need to stop
doing.
Insulting this man. He is one of the highest paid celebrities in Hollywood right now.
And I know, and it's a sickening, sickening fact, and I hate when you say it because it is true. He makes a boatload of money, and I can't figure out why.
Tons of it.
Who should they get to do Sonny and Crockett rebooted? I don't want Vin Diesel anywhere near this.
Oh, he'll probably be Crockett.
Well, I think it'd be funny if they made him be Tubbs. Prince Albert laughing about that.
Well, he's got to be the star. Tubbs wasn't the star, was he?
Well, no, he wasn't the star. The star was Don Johnson. I mean, he was the big guy.
That'll have to be. But see, here's the problem is Vin Diesel is much too, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, I know it. Machismo.
Oh, he's too strong. Really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. You go back to 1984 through 89, you put Vin Diesel next to Don Johnson, tell the ladies pick. They'd leave him there like a cigarette butt.
Oh, I don't know. About
they would
that.
Live. They would leave Vin Diesel on the streets,
yeah,
homeless
you're probably
and hungry.
Right. People did. The chicks did love Don Johnson.
Here's what the reboot should be. It should be Owen Wilson as Don Johnson for humor.
Oh God, because you saw him in the
the what?
Starsky and Hutch.
Oh yeah, fantastic reboot. So you get Owen Wilson. Okay, he's Don Johnson, blonde hair.
And Ben Stiller as Tubbs.
No, even though that'd be funny. Ving Rhames. Ving Rhames plays Tubbs.
No way. Ving Rhames is too tough.
That's what I mean, though, but he's big and he's quiet and he's serious. And then you get Owen Wilson. He's kind of doing the funny skinny guy stuff. And they're walking around and cruising through Miami and they got updated cars. That's a good reboot.
Oof.
Ving Rhames, Owen Wilson.
I mean, you're going to put somebody like Owen Wilson in there? You're going to have to go Denzel for Tubbs.
Oh, that's a good Tubbs right there. Denzel is a damn good Tubbs.
He is probably the perfect pick. He's one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood right now, too.
I like that.
Everything he touches is gold.
And he does some damn good movies. I like that. That's pretty damn good.
So Owen Wilson and Denzel, because Denzel can do funny.
Yeah, he can. He can. He typically doesn't. But yeah, I think that he could do it. He could do it damn better than freaking Vin Diesel.
Well, Ving Rhames is a good pick, but he's just so... He is machismo. Ving Rhames is bad.
Okay, so then let's make it all beefcake stupid. Let's get Ving Rhames and put him next to Vin Diesel. And you got these fat muscle-head Miami Vice guys.
Oh, you're talking about a stellar program.
No, I don't have a date. I don't know when it's going to be back on. Hopefully it doesn't ever happen, but they are redoing Miami Vice with Vin Diesel.
Dog and Joe.